Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and I certainly trust that all of you all have had a great week, and you're certainly looking forward to a spectacular weekend. All right, we're going to get ready for our show tonight, and just before I do, I want to know if you all have had an opportunity to go into the archives and listen to any of our previous shows. And, of course, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will get you into the studio. You simply go in, you press the play button, and you'll be able to hear the show live. It's available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You will be able to catch the relationship show, which airs on Tuesday nights, but you'll be able to hear the archive, whether it's a Tuesday night or archive, whether it's a Friday night show. Now, of course, we do a Tuesday night show. It's all about relationships, always about relationships, no matter whether that's husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, siblings, parenting, anything along those lines. That's what we do. So if you have anything that you want to even discuss on either of these shows, if you want to hear a spiritual topic, something that's near and dear to your heart, or if you want to touch bases on something along the lines of relationships, anything in that area will certainly do it. So I encourage you, go in and check out the show. If you have a question or a comment, you can certainly contact us at drjessewalker.com. We will be more than happy to do whatever we can to try and accommodate you. So there you have it when it comes to that. So last week we had a great show, and I hope that you all enjoyed that show. We're going to pause for a moment and invite God to come into our broadcast this evening. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We ask now that as we get ready to get into a meditation or a thought for the evening, that you will be with us and help the people to be receptive and give me the information to share with them. These are the blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. So now we are looking at tonight's topic. Tonight's topic will deal with when you feel like giving up, that's tonight's topic, when you feel like giving up. You know, I've participated in sports over the years. I've tried to be a part of activities. I played, sports at the park, and I even went out for, I remember, the high school football team. As a quarterback, I played forward for basketball at the parks. I played guard. I played quarterback as well. And I can tell you that when things aren't seeming to go right in the games, you certainly feel like giving up. You just feel like, you know what, I don't feel like doing this today. You're having a bad day. And sometimes when things are not going right in our life, it might not even be sports, But I sometimes associate sports with life, and because there's reality. There's competition in everything, just like there's competition in sports. There's disappointments. There's victories. So you have disappointments in life. You have victories in life. You have happy moments. You have sad moments. You have joyous occasions. And then you have some occasions that are not so joyous. So many things can go on at any point in time. And when they seem like they're not always going the way that you would hope that they would go, then you honestly feel like giving up. And that's a natural thing. That's a normal thing. That's part of the norm. So many of us go through that. And it's nothing outside of the norm. And I want you to pause and think about that just for a second. When you actually feel like giving up. And, you know, the question becomes, what do you feel like giving up on? Do you feel like giving up on the job that you're working on? And then if you were to ask that question, I mean, if you have no thought, then can you afford to give up on the job that you're working on? Okay, what about your marriage? Do you ever feel that you're going to give up on that marriage that you're in because things are not going your way? Well, there's a multitude of things that happen to people, and they feel like giving up. And it's because of various reasons. Again, it comes down to sometimes even the emotional aspect of things, because people just feel like, you know what, this isn't working out for me. I'm having a bad day. My spouse doesn't understand. The job isn't working out. And so no matter what is happening, you just feel like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I just feel like giving up. So, you know, there's a number of factors that come into play. And, you know, sometimes when somebody comes along and they want to give you an encouraging word, like, and say, man, you need to get on your knees and you need to pray about your situation. You need to really just think this thing through. And you're saying, no, I don't, you know, that's sometimes the last thing that you really want to hear. That's the really last thing that you really want to hear, is for somebody to come to you and present something that you're not really that interested in. You don't want to hear that. What you want to hear is some words of encouragement, not something that seems like it's faith-based, where you where you don't feel like God is going to talk to you right at the right at that time. You know, you don't feel like dealing with that. And I can understand. I can certainly understand. So it can be very disappointing. It can be very discouraging. And that happens oftentimes in life. We just feel like God is just not there for us. God is not going to come in and just answer us right away. We're going through these problems. We're going through these challenges. And all of a sudden, it's like, I want to give up. I feel like I want to give up. And so that's one of the things that you got to be thinking about. Thank you. And that's one of the things that we got to be thinking about. So that's what I want you to pause for a moment and think about when you feel like giving up. I'm going to let you pause again for a second. So when you feel like giving up, think about that. When you feel like giving up, what is it that you feel like giving up on? What is it that you feel like giving up on? You feel like giving up on life? I mean, and I'm told that when there's life, where there's life, there is hope. There is hope. Where there is life, there is hope. And so if you're going to just give up on life, then you know what? Then there's no more hope, because you're making a decision to give up on life. And God, it does not want you to do that. Just imagine if God gave up everybody who felt this way, that felt like giving up for whatever reason. Imagine if God gave up on us. Imagine that if he gave up on us. If God just, you know, when, and think about it. if God gave up on us when everything was going right and favorable at the time? You know, just think about that. And so, okay, so if we're thinking along those lines, God gives up on us, then what we'll end up doing, but I want you to think about it. God gives up on us at a time when things are going right. Just imagine that. When you're at your happy moment, you're at your happy time, and all of a sudden now, you know, God just decides, you know what, you're out there at the picnic, having a picnic, you're doing good and having a great time, and all of a sudden now, the day is nice, the weather is perfect, you know, the sun is shining, but it's not too hot, it's nice, a nice day. And then you look forward to having this outing with your family or your friends, and all of a sudden God says, you know what, let me make this weather real hot. Let me make them inconvenient. Let me do something that's contrary to what they want. Now, you got millions of people out there on the various beaches all around the place, and then they're, you know, it gets to the point where they are looking and they're saying, wow, this is a beautiful day, and everybody is amazed at how beautiful the day is. Well, then God just changes things just like that in an instant. He changes things, you know, because God decided, let me give up on them. Let me give up on them because they wanted it to be convenient for them, but they have disappointed me so badly until I'm going to give up on them. Now, imagine if this were to happen. Imagine what you would go through. I want you to just imagine that. What you would be going through and what you would be thinking. My goodness, what would the world be like then? I mean, just you as an individual, what would you be thinking about just then? That, my goodness, why did God have to, you know, you start complaining. Wow, why would God, you know, why would he change such a beautiful day in the lives of so many people? Why would he cause such a conflict? Why would God do us like that? You know, God is not considerate and this and that. You find every kind of reason of excuse. But see, even when you're having your good days, God does not give up on you. And just like with the good days come some days that are not so good. But the question becomes, are you supposed to just give up? You know, is it just all about you? Is it really? We need to ask ourselves these questions. Is it all about you all the time? Why not you having it rough sometimes? Why not you having a bad day sometimes? You know, do you think that life is supposed to be just about you and what you wanted? I can assure you, if you had life to be just about you, you know, if you made life just about you during those periods of times and so forth and so on, then I can assure you, there's going to be something about your life you're not going to like. Even when everything is going smoothly, I can promise you there is going to be something going on in your life that you're going to say, you know what, you're going to find some reason to complain. You are. Even when God gives it to you so perfectly, you know, he gives you that spouse, that husband, or that wife that you prayed about. And just because things don't go the way you want it to go, now you're going to start to complain about it. And you, just like Adam did, God saw that it was not good for the man to be alone. And then he turned around, you know, they got themselves in a situation, and then he said, the woman you gave me, the woman that you gave me, not the woman that I asked for, but the woman that you gave. See, God is providing our needs. You know, he saw that it was not good that the man should be alone. But the man went ahead anyway and started complaining. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to digest that. That, you know, when you feel like giving up on life, I want you to ask yourself the question, what is it that you feel like giving up on? What do you feel like giving up on? Is it the spouse that God has blessed you with? Is it those children that God has blessed you with? Is it that job that God has blessed you with? And for every question that you ask yourself, that you think that that's the thing that you want to give up on, ask yourself another question, or I want you to think about something else. How many people want a spouse or a companion, and they haven't been able to get one? And then start look at research it. Find out how many people would love to have companionship, and they can't even get one. Well, you say, well, they can take mine. But let me tell you something. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say, because out of the mouth comes curses and blessings. And I can tell you this. Excuse me. When it's those children that you want to give up on, then ask yourself the question, did your mother, who was there, who made sacrifices as a single parent, did she give up on you when you were having all kinds of problems? Think about that. Did your parents give up on you when you were going through your stages of rebelliousness, you know, in those teenage stages? Did they give up on you? That job that you know you had wanted for the longest. It may not be the one job that you want, but everything in life, to me, this is my humble opinion, but you got this job, but it pays the bills. Now ask yourself, but you want to give up on this job. Then you begin, I need you to think about this and ask yourself the question, how many people are out of work? How many people are unemployed? You know, and as you, whatever it is that you feel in, what is it that I want to give up on? As you think about this, as you think about that, then I want you to fill in that blank. If it's that spouse, how many people want to give up on that? When you start complaining about your children, I want you to think about how many people would love to have a child or children, but they can't give birth. They can't become barren. How many people? I want you to think about these things when you're sitting around here complaining, making it all about you. When you think about, I don't want to eat this particular food, you know, from this, you know, that my spouse may have cooked, or that I could, I don't like this food anymore. I want you to think seriously about how many people are starving around the world. I want you to think about these things. And then, you know, as you think heavily on these things, then I want you to imagine what you're putting, what the insults that you're directing out there to the living God, who has never been short in his blessings. I want you to think about that. You're saying, God, I'm not satisfied with what you have done. I'm not pleased with it. We need to stop complaining. And we need to get on board with the living God. And I want you to think in your heart. I want you to think about it in your heart. I really do. I want you to think about that. That spouse, that you, just because he may have gotten on your nerves, you know, one day. Remember, there was a day when you said, I do. You know, that it was good. And that's probably as good as it's going to get. Or that spouse that, because she got on your nerves, that one moment in time. I want you to think about these things. And I want you to just realize that, you know what? What you're finding time to complain about, God is not pleased with our complaints. He really isn't. We complain. And God is looking at us as if, you know what? The children, just like the children of Israel, they complained until they just, until God just, you know what? He did away with all but two of them. All but two of them. You know, as I look at the beauty of the planet, God's planet, everything is there for us. That shows his love for us. That shows his mercy for us. That shows his grace for us. God is a good God. He is our heavenly Father. God wants nothing but the very best for us. And then we insult him by complaining. We insult him by just not being satisfied we insult him by just being so disobedient. We insult him by being rebellious. You know, we do all this manner of stuff against God, and yet we turn around and we make it about ourselves. That's what we do. We make it about ourselves and say, "Oh, I feel like giving up." What do you feel like giving up on? What do you really feel like giving up? And who said it was going to be all about you? Who says it's going to be all about you? This is God's planet, and God has made this planet so beautiful. You know, if you feel like you want to give up, I'm just going to encourage you, you know, take a moment and look at somebody else's life who doesn't have it as good as you do. And then take the thoughts away from yourself and say, you know what, God, what can I do to help somebody else along the way? What can I say that might be an encouraging word to somebody who doesn't have even a job when I want to give up on my job? Let me, instead of wanting to give up because I've had a bad day or a bad week, let me be grateful for the job. Let me be thankful for the test that the Lord has taken you through for that week with the job. But you still have a job at the end of the week. And then, you know, you turn around and you say, you know what, God? Let me offer an encouraging word to someone. Let me take some of the money that I made from the job and bless somebody else. That's what you need to be doing. Show your faith. Step out. Help somebody else out there. Help them. And let them know, you know what, God? You know what, God? I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to take a portion of my proceeds. I'm just going to take a portion of it. I know you've asked for tithes. I know you're asking to give a free will offering, but you know what? I'm going to bless somebody else this week. That's what I want you to do. Take something. I don't care if it's $5. Start with that. Bless somebody else, and don't complain. When you, just because you felt like giving up, I want you to say, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to give out to someone else. I'm going to reach out, not give up. I'm going to reach out to somebody else and be a blessing to them and not do it because I want something in return. But ask God to help you, to will you to want to do something for somebody else, to be a blessing in their lives. And that's what you do. And therefore, blessings will come to you, and you won't even realize, you know, sometimes, how did this happen? How did I get this? How was I able to walk this path? You know, sometimes people in power, or positions of power, they want to treat people like they have them on a string, like, and treat them like puppets on a string. Well, you know, we call it karma, or just simply what goes around comes around. But I can tell you, having lived a number of years, and haven't had the experience over those years of living, I can tell you, whether you call it karma or whether you just say what goes around comes around, I can tell you with certainty that you will reap what you sow. If you're in a position, you're a person in position of power, and you're treating people unfairly, if you're abusing your power, just because you have the power, you're in that position, I will tell you this with certainty. It's going to come back to you. And if you don't have, and if you have kids, it could come back to your kids. And you might say, well, I don't have no kids. I don't have no spouse. I don't have to worry about any of that. It can come through your health. It certainly can. Things will come at you. We all, as humans, we will reap what we sow. It may have been something that you did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It's going to come back. It could be something that your parents did. It's going to come back to you. But no one on this planet escapes it. It just doesn't happen. No one on this planet escapes it. It comes back. So, you know, you need a purpose in your heart. Repent. And that's why God always talks about, the scriptures are always talking about repenting. having a repenting heart, doing what's right. And I can tell you with certainty, get on board, get aligned with God's program, and let me tell you something. He will help you weather the storms in life that you're going to face, because you're going to reap what you sow. But God is the only one that will give you peace, that contentment, to be able to deal with your situations in life. God is good to all of us. And I will tell you this. Whatever we do, when we're in positions of power, sometimes people need a little break in life. Sometimes people need a little break. And let me tell you something. And when we don't, because we're in positions of power, and sometimes we don't want to give the person a little break in life, guess what? I can guarantee you, as you live, somewhere along the way, you're going to need a break in life. And it's going to, and because you failed to give that person a break in life, you're not going to get the break in life that you need. See, we're all connected. We breathe the air. We're part of nature. We are natural beings. We're not supernatural beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's who we are. We're spiritual beings. And everything is relative. Everything is connected. But we want to isolate ourselves or compartmentalize or categorize ourselves, but we're all connected. We're all connected by the breath of God. We are connected. But we don't want to believe that, because some of us look different. Our textures of our hair are different. Different things are different. But we're all connected, and people can't see it. People don't want to see it because we build our own prejudices. You know, we build our own walls up. But as long as you're built, I can tell you with certainty, as long as you build a wall, as long as you maintain the prejudices and the biases, you are destroying your own self-connection of the natural elements of life. You're destroying yourself spiritually and physically. You're destroying yourself, and you're in line to lose your soul salvation, because that's not the way God intended it. And, you know, when you hear these messages, and when you are discounting people out there, you know, on purpose to set out to do harm to people, you are destroying yourself, because God is not going to let that happen. He's not going to let that happen. And you can rest assured that you will reap what you sow. I want to tell you a brief story real quickly, because we're running out of time. The story is told about a young man that needed one class. He was only about 21 to finish his bachelor's degree. Well, his boss told him, "No, you're too important on this job." He had really a little clerical job where he organized. He was a coordinator of the department, but it wasn't insignificant. The young man was trying to get his education to better himself. He went to his boss. His boss said no. And then the young man was not satisfied. He needed one class to take in the daytime, was willing to work late in the evening to make up for the 2 or 3 hours that he was going to be gone, just that one day a week. And the boss said no. And then he decided, you know what, I can't stop here. Because, see, if he had just given up on his dreams, and see, some of you all have given up on your dreams because somebody has crushed your dream. You decided to give up. You're giving up on your dream. But this young man went to his boss. He said, "No, I can't just stop like that." His boss talked to the young man's immediate boss. They conspired. And his boss, the boss's boss, said, "No." The young man, instead of him giving up, we are out of time. I got to finish this story next week. So if you want to hear the remainder of the story, tune in to next week's broadcast. And I'm going to tell you the full story of this here and show you how God gets the glory. We're out of time. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And if it has, I'm going to encourage you, call somebody. Tell them about it. If you know somebody needs a word of encouragement, please let them tune in to this broadcast. Join us next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program as we will conclude this story. And if you, of course, can't be with us next Tuesday, or if you choose to be with us next Tuesday, Then join us live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, until either Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.